What sets Bruce apart is that he can get you to do things you didn't think you were necessarily capable of. And it's all because he really cares about you. And in return, you want to make him proud. Kelly Holcomb. Chapter 4. Kelly Holcomb. There is nothing more gratifying in coaching than helping a player reach his potential. Oh yeah, getting there can be a hell of a process. Sometimes short and sweet, sometimes long and agonizing. But when potential is finally and fully realized, the experience is really special. Like how an artist must feel when all the various individual brushstrokes on the canvas merge to form a beautiful painting. That is why one of the favorite days of my career was January 5th, 2003, a snowy afternoon in Pittsburgh that remains as vivid to me as any game in my career. This was a day all the brushstrokes of effort came together for Kelly Holcomb. I was the offensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns. In the second quarter of our final regular season game against the Atlanta Falcons, our starting quarterback, Tim Couch, broke his leg. It was a devastating injury for the team and for Tim, a former number one overall draft choice. Tim had been playing well. He had put us on the verge of making the playoffs for the first time in 9 years. Yet all season, the Cleveland fans were rough on him. It seemed like they booed him even when he threw completions. But I'll tell you, Tim Couch was not a bust. His body became busted, but he was no bust. There's a big difference. After Tim went down in that last game, our backup, Kelly Holcomb, replaced him. Kelly hadn't played in over 2 months, but he threw a late touchdown pass to Kevin Johnson to give us the lead, and we won the game 24-16. We made the playoffs as a wild card. Our opponent in the first round, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kelly had been with me in Indianapolis from 1998 to 2000, when I first saw him play against the Vikings the year before I joined the Colts staff. He was atrocious. He didn't know where to go with the ball, had trouble reading defenses, and generally looked totally bewildered, like he couldn't find his ass with two hands and a search warrant. I feared he was a lost cause. But I loved Kelly's competitive fire, and the fact he had a chip the size of a boulder on his shoulder, just like me.